This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
Don't walk out of here without your phone, because if you do, first of all, I will make tremendous amounts of fun of you. Like, walking out of somewhere without your phone is like walking out without your pants on.
Kind of, right?
Honestly, who the hell forgets your phone? I did that at Fox a few years ago. I got all the way home. Found out that the show that they were on after me made fun of me the whole way. They're like, what an idiot. What a complete idiot. And I'm like, what can I say?
Yeah.
How do you, right? Like, during the pandemic, if you walked into the grocery store without your mask, then you feel like you're like, I might as well walk in here without my pants on.
Pretty
much. How the hell do you forget your mask?
Yeah.
Right? So,
I'm anyway. Still in that mindset. I'm still wearing masks for the most part indoors. I mean, you've seen me. I'm that guy still holding on to it. And,
No shade, no judgment.
No judgment, yeah.
I had a little bit of an issue. I had to go to the bank today. Turns out I didn't have to go to the bank, but I thought I had to go to the bank.
Okay.
And the teller has a very, very thick mask on. And I'm like, I can't hear what you're saying. But we did this. We did this for months.
Which count do you want to
I'll come back later. How about that? And I'm just like, yeah. But, a frustration sensation.
I get that, and that's a buck. And I wear my mask because I have a couple of vulnerable members of my household.
Totally.
And you know
totally.
That. And a lot
of people are going to wear masks for the rest of their lives, and I get it. I get it.
That's
you got
me.
Your hand up.
No, I will wear a mask in certain settings for the rest of my life.
But this radio show won't be one of them.
No, it's because it's you and I.
And
I trust that you are.
Because you speak for a living.
Well, and I could do it with a mask on, but it would be harder. I'd have to project a lot louder and my voice would get tired and maybe even raspy. But, you know, you and I have an understanding about germs and each other to where if you are riddled with germs or I am, we won't show up.
I got three kids at home, so
and a bunch of problems.
I am riddled with germs. That's just the way it's going to have to be.
No doubt.
We wouldn't want anyone to do a radio show with a raspy voice. That would be weird.
Dude, it'd be crazy.
Bobby Evans is going to join us. So is Tim Kirkjian, and so are you at 888-957-9570. Hey, Twitch and YouTube, good afternoon. Thank you for being there. Let's get the chat going on YouTube and the Comcast business text line. Great to have you here. Communicate with us. We would love to hear from you. Time for a Farhan check. 50 game mark, 25 up, 25 down. Giants have won 8 of 10. Left side of the infield is Schmidt and Davis. It is not Correa and Crawford. Aaron Judge plays in New York. Michael Conforto has 11 home runs. We have not discussed Farhan since everybody wanted to strangle him at the end of the offseason. So, Farhan check. How we doing?
He gets a B-minus right now. He gets a B-minus.
Are you talking about this year or the whole picture?
No, right now.
Okay.
This year. The whole picture is probably a B-minus, honestly. You know, the farm has not arrived as soon as he wanted the farm to arrive.
True.
He had 1 year that was unbelievably good in the regular season. I think that it was flukish. We don't need to dwell on what I think versus what you think. Bottom line is, they won 107 games.
It happened.
He hired a manager who has turned out to be both better and worse than what we thought at the same time.
That's a good way to put it.
And, you know, what he has done is in keeping with what he said he would do. He said that they wouldn't tank and they would build the farm while trying to compete. And they've done that. And they've been competitive, and this year they are 500, and you can look at Conforto and say, wow, great signing. You could look at Haniger and say, huh?
Yeah,
you could look at Manaea and Stripling and say, wait, what the hell?
Manaea,
you could
suddenly
see Rogers Twin and say, okay, Rogers Twin, you're looking good.
Okay, other Rogers.
Okay, O.R., okay, other Rogers.
Mirror image.
And all of the backfilling that he's done from J.D. Davis to Tyro Estrada and Wilmer Flores and all the rest of it, Blake Sable, Rule 5, he is masterful on the back end. On the front end, he's not great. Bottom line, you're 500, and the kids are coming. I give him a B minus.
Okay, and you can give whatever grade you want. That's totally fine. I look at it a little bit more going forward. Here's the issue. Here's the good and the bad. I'll start with the bad. I'm always a bad news first person. Here's the bad. They still don't have a star. That's it. We just sat here for 15 minutes and talked about the faces of franchises, and we don't even know who the Giants is. Who's their face? And Logan Webb is now pitching well again. That's great. Sometimes I even question whether a starting pitcher or any pitcher can be the face of your franchise, because we get to see you once a week.
34 times a year.
We get to see you once a week.
Yeah.
Is that enough? Like, are there any? Give me the face of a franchise in baseball who's a starting pitcher. Do we have any?
I don't think so.
Right? Like, who's the face of the Mets? I don't think it's Scherzer or Verlander, do you?
No.
I mean, anybody?
Like, Shohei Ohtani would be the answer.
Right. and he's not just a pitcher. Was right. Kershaw the Dodgers' face maybe for a little while?
For a long time,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Agreed.
But that's hard to do, and I don't think it's ideal. It's ideal when, like, Barry Bonds is the face of your franchise, and he shows up every day, hits two balls in the bay, and then everybody goes home and has a beer. That's perfection. Or even if it is a Buster Posey, who's not as exciting, but was so stable and just at that important position where it felt like he was involved in every single thing that was going on. All of that is great, but they don't have a star. They don't have one. You have to get one. And so that is the chief failure, if you will, on the Farhan regime. Here's the good news, and Fleming said this to the Morning Roast the other day. The plan is back on track, and I know that has been such a question for people this whole time. What is the plan? And he's tried to explain it. I feel like I've tried to explain it because I feel like I've always seen it. Doesn't mean that they're doing a great job of it, but the plan had always been we're going to spend big in a supplemental way, but we don't feel like we can be good for a long period of time unless there's a homegrown core. And as you pointed out, the biggest problem was last year. Forget that last year was bad in the majors. What's worse is it was bad in the minors.
Yeah,
that was the problem. Well, now suddenly it's going the other direction. They've already spit two young players out. Looks like they're about to spit one or two more out. And none of them are even named Luciano, so he might be coming in the next year or so, too. And if that happens, then I think you go back to supplemental, big spending in the right spots. That's what the Dodgers have done for years. Have your homegrown player, your Will Smith, your middle infielders, Corey Seager would come up.
Yeah.
But here
Gavin Lux.
Right. And then, but then boom, Mookie Betts, and boom, Freddie Freeman, and let's have an amazing team. So
can he boom that though? And that's the big,
that's
the other shoe that has to drop. And it felt like it was supposed to drop this last offseason, but it didn't. But now to your point, if the youngsters go between now and September and they show you that they are a young core, can he boom that S in September, in between this year and next year, even though it'd be a year later than he wanted, Can he do it?
Well, and I guess that is partially the question for all of you, not just Farhan Check. Where are you on Farhan Zaidi? 888-957-9570. But as we sit here today, knowing what the assignment still is that who you would choose to do it? My answer, not going to surprise many of you, yeah. Because I actually think what's left for them to do, if the farm is producing, what's left for them to do, that's what he's really good at. I'm going to fill in a right fielder over here. I'm going to give you a second baseman over there, right? I'm going to go get Tyro Estrada. I'm going to go get Lamont Wade. Let's play ball. So, yes, I would love to still be Farhan, still see Farhan be the guy that takes the Giants into the next few years of this assignment. We're sponsored by Lucky California. What do you think? 888-957-9570. Your call's next on Willard and Dibbs.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The 3-2 is back up the middle, base hit for Lamont. Schmidt around third, and the throw's just going to come back to second. Casey scores, 1-0 Giants.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
And that was from NBC Sports Bay Area. Schmidt scored, later drove in one with an extra base knock. But I still don't want to hear Casey Schmidt's name when we start talking about the face of the Giants. Maybe he will be someday. I think he's got the goods.
Maybe he is now.
Which, actually, you know what? He is. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That is the problem.
Okay, I mean, like, there's no question right now which name is the first to come out of the mouths of Giants fans when you ask, what are you excited about? There's no question. And the answer is Casey Schmidt. And as an organization, if I were the Giants, I would look at that and go, wow, we might have messed things up here the last few years. If you can be the face of the Giants, if we are so desperate for somebody to take that job that we give it to someone who showed up 2 weeks ago, man, that really says something about all the other players who were here and the lack of connection that they've had with the fan base.
And I think, and I know that this is not solely about Farhan, but I think that it speaks to to Farhan Zaidi himself with the way that he's gone about constructing this roster. Because for the most part, Farhan Zaidi is interested in, you're out, you're here, you're not, you're playing, you're not, you're a lefty against righties, you're a righty against lefties, we're gonna go ahead and bullpen this game. We don't really value any starter. The good starters, we don't want you to stay. And they're good moves because Carlos Rodon got hurt. Kevin Gausman was better than
Gausman.
You know,
and Gausman's been really good.
Gausman's been legit, but Farhan didn't want to give him that big deal. And I get that. It's an approach, and you may not love it, but in terms of the everyday roster, it's all about who has options, who can we rule five, who can we shuttle up and shuttle down, and so it makes it impossible to find a guy who's the face of the team.
Well, absolutely, and I don't think that is how they want it to be. I think that they feel like that's how it has to be. That's the only way where you can win games while you're building, which is to play this sort of mathematical game, if you will.
Yeah, it's a shell game.
Right, but it also won 107 games one time, which is just crazy. And so I think that that would be his response. If he were sitting right here right now, he goes, I think what connects with fans is winning. And that's what we're trying to do. And you can't snap your fingers and make Aaron Judge join your team. You can't. And so in the absence of that, what's the best thing to do? Well, let's play mathematical baseball chess. And that's what they're doing. And it has had some success.
Sure.
And sure. But now you're starting to hopefully see what it can look like to have, for instance, right, like someone like Schmidt will be in the lineup just about every day.
Right.
Especially because he can play three positions. And that's what you need. So I do think this still to this day, the idea that a Farhan team will not have everyday players, I disagree. It will. It absolutely will.
Well, he's going to need to show me, because all I've seen from Farhan's era here in San Francisco is just that. You have 90 to 95 guys every year who play, and you've got, you know, a pitcher who comes up for two or three starts or two or three outings, and then, oh, he's got options and he's struggling, so he's out and the next fresh arm comes in because he's got a fresh arm and we need him for the next two or three days, and then he's out, and you've got a roulette at virtually every position. Now, if he has Casey Schmidt and he wants to play him every day, that's great. And if it becomes Matos and Luciano and Estrada and Slates, if he's healthy, and
he'll never be every day. But,
no, but whoever else you can get in there who can actually be every day, if it's Patrick Bailey, if he can stick and be a catcher who catches 120 games a year, then yeah, I'll be a believer. But right now, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, well, and because they don't have those people, and that's what they're trying to grow. And so this is the first really good sign, and why Dave Fleming said, okay, the plan is back on track. That does not mean that the plan is complete at all, because don't forget what Chris Rose said to us earlier this week.
I think that part of the reason that this is going to be tough for a team like San Francisco is their inability to get Aaron Judge out there to get or to pass on Carlos Correa because of the ankle stuff. And I understand all that. Like, it's not the Giants' fault that Aaron Judge went back to New York. That's not what I'm saying. And I understand the Giants passing on Correa because of the ankle. Okay, I get all that. That's a long commitment for somebody if you don't feel like 5 years from now it's going to be perfect. But Shohei Ohtani's next contract, he's obviously going to want a figure that starts with a five, I would think. And then the other part of the equation is he's going to want an organization that has a lot of stability and that likely has another star. That's my guess. And as good as San Francisco's been, who's that other star right now?
Yeah, no, there isn't one. There isn't one.
And it's actually been the one thing that they haven't been able to do. Now, some people say, well, listen, they've made offers to guys and they just haven't taken it. And I get all that. All right. Well, at some point, though, if Shohei Ohtani wants to play in an organization with another star, and I don't know that for a fact, I just have a feeling that's the way it's going to go, then it might not be the right place for him.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll say this, because a lot of people immediately responded when Chris said that. Shohei plays with a star now. Some would suggest he plays with the other best player in baseball.
Yeah, one of them.
And worked. That's led to what?
No,
how many playoff games has Shohei played in his career?
I think it's close to zero.
Yep, it is close.
Plus or minus zero.
Uh-huh.
But if he's looking for that as a fulfillment in his next destination, and he looks at all the options, I don't think that he looks at this option and says, yeah, that's the team. They don't have another star, and the Giants aren't really a team, in my opinion, that is threatening for a divisional title, best in the NL title, or a World Series berth. So if that's really what Shohei wants, if he wants to play with another star, this ain't it. And if he wants to be on a team that can win regularly, this ain't it.
Gosh, I can't wait to see the look in Farhan's eye when they sit down and put $500 million in front of Shohei, which I'm sure a bunch of teams will do.
Sure.
They'll put it in front of him. Don't you think it'll just make him shake from the inside out?
Farhan?
We're going to give a pitcher $500 million over 10 years until his 40th birthday?
He's a pitcher. He's a pitcher and a hitter.
Yeah.
Or a hitcher.
I like that.
Depending on what you want.
What do you like better, hitcher or pitter? I like pitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pitter-patter.
Pitter-patter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's both.
He is.
And he's getting $500 million.
Yeah.
So
I would think.
Do the Giants, and again, this is not about Farhan, and I wonder about your various Johnsons.
You're right.
I wonder if the Johnsons want to pony up that kind of money for this.
Don't you think, in a weird way, and I know he's older than Carlos, but $350 for Carlos is a way crazier risk than $500 for Shohei.
I disagree.
I don't. I mean, Shohei is, as you said, he's two players, and his marketability is way ahead of someone like Carlos Correa. I would imagine there also won't be some mysterious injury on a scan that you're going to come up with. But when you dole out that kind of money, it's about way more than winning. It's about activating your fan base.
Right.
And Shohei does that in an immediate way in all kinds of ways that Carlos Correa doesn't. So, I don't know, $350 million versus $500, sure, that's $150 million different.
Yeah.
But then again, over a decade, what's $150 million to people named Johnson? And those of you out here listening, when their last name is Johnson, I know it's a lot. But what $15 million a year for 10 years? Man.
Well,
it really isn't that big of a deal.
Depends on who you ask. And it's not just, Greg Johnson and his father. I don't even know which Johnson is which. And
Greg is the one who operates.
Charles
is the one who owns and donates to all kinds of wonderful places.
They're both largely faceless. And I know they actually have faces, but faceless in terms of their relativity to the fan base.
Yeah, Greg talks sometimes on behalf of the organization.
He hasn't spoken in like a year, though, has he?
No, no, he has.
Press conference?
Yeah, a little bit here and there. Okay. Do a Zoom.
Yeah, we'll do a Zoom. That's because that's what we do down there at 30K.
Yeah, you do a Zoom.
We do Zooms. I would be more concerned about Shohei Ohtani and the life of a pitcher because he's already had Tommy John, and we know he missed a year back in 2019. He didn't pitch at all because he was coming off of Tommy John, so the arm's already been surgically repaired, and I wonder about the back end of the pitcher part of Shohei Ohtani.
I don't know. If you look at it in terms of like, okay, he's a $30 million hitter, but you'll get a $20 million, you'll get like actually a $35 million pitcher for 20. If you look at the $50 million contract that way, and then let's say the pitching does fall apart in 4 years. Well, then you got, you're paying $50 million for a $30 million hitter. Not the end of the world.
Right.
It's not, you know, like he's still that good of a hitter also. My man, this is a left-handed power stroke at Oracle with the water. This is the guy.
I get it. No,
That's the guy. Like,
I'm not anti them signing him.
I know you're not.
I'm anti their ability to sign him.
Fair. And I get that it is an unlikely proposition, although I'd say that about every team. Every team right now is way less than 50-50 to land Shohei or any star.
But well, someone will land him.
Someone's going to get him.
Yeah.
Right. That's like, you know, when you play the lotto, you're probably all not going to get it. Well, someone is. Sure. But I think this. Remember when the Judge Correa stuff and people would be like, man, if you really wanted him, man, just go to 400. Go to 450. Show him the money. And nobody does business that way, even though I understand where that comes from a fan because it's not our money. If there's a guy where you do that, it's this. It's this because he is immediately the face of a franchise, marketable, butts in seats, and he goes to a stadium that has a board called Splash Hits. They handed out bobbleheads, Lucille bobbleheads, last weekend at the stadium that were Splash Hit counters because the next one will be the 100th. Like, you could have a left-handed power hitter again, the best in the game, at third and King. I don't think there's a price on that. $600 million. Go ahead. It's going to pay for itself.
You would figure
it's going
to
pay for
you. Don't have to sell me.
I know.
And unfortunately, I think you do have to sell the ownership group because I have not been convinced that they're willing to go into Stevie Cohen range as far as deep pockets goes. It feels to me like they are A's light in terms of we want to make money. Our goal as a business, and I don't fault them for that.
Their
goal as a business is to make money.
That's a little. Don't you think that's a little? I mean, they're 12th in payroll?
That's not good enough.
It's not, but it's not A's. Let's not call them A's light. I know people because Farhan's
A's light.
They're not. They're, like, again, they're on the weekends and whatnot, they're north of 30K over there. Like, it's not...
Well, now they're offering buy one, get one free ticket offers, which is unheard of at 3rd and King. Unheard of, brother.
I'm not saying it's healthy. I'm not saying it's perfect. They're not the A's.
I said A's light.
They're not A's light.
I'm standing by it.
Okay.
The Diet A's, just for the taste of it.
I've never liked...
Diet A's.
I don't like diet stuff. Yeah.
That fake sugar, is it actually worse for you than the actual sugar?
Well, the other fake sugar. I always looked at it that way. Like, you got a Coke and a Diet Coke. The Coke is fake sugar. The Diet Coke is chemicals. What's worse?
So chemically good.
Yeah, give me the shaman sugar.
Chemically good.
I sat here and ate like something. By the way, that cake you bought yesterday, that was like I just got over it about 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Grandy, did you get over it yet? That was the largest piece of cake that anyone has ever put in front of me in the history of ever. And for some reason, I ate the whole damn thing.
I was on a sugar rush the rest of the day.
What the hell was that? Stella! Man, you want to talk about getting your groove back.
Stella Pastry.
Didn't happen until about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
I went in there at 5:40.
Damn.
And Lucas, our great producer, is like, Dibs, what's wrong? I said, I'm on a sugar low right now. I ate that cake too fast.
Dude, I skipped dinner. I never ate dinner.
So did I.
I just made popcorn at 9:30 and went to bed.
I just went straight to bed.
That's it.
I had two dinners.
I got home and everyone's like, what's for dinner? I'm like, we're not doing it tonight. Dibs got DoorDash. We're out.
I'm a fat red pumpkin.
Oh, gosh. All right. Farhan check.
Birthday's over.
Let's go to Matt in San Jose on Willie and Dibby. Hey, Matt, what are you doing?
Mark, it's good to hear from you. I'm on my way to Vegas because I have a baseball tournament this weekend.
Ooh, drive safe, brother.
Absolutely, absolutely. I appreciate it. So, Farhan check, right? I have a question.
Let's go.
So, I'll answer it, and then I'll pass. You look at his body of work now after the start. They win 107. He avoids the Correa thing by doing his homework, and he stayed quiet while everybody else melted down. He did his best to acquire some stars. They came up short, but he acquired some players that make the Giants competitive. He must have knew something about the flow that was going to happen in the National League, because the National League's not that good. The Giants have an opportunity to participate and be a part of the playoff run and everything. Does this elevate your trust in Farhan going forward? For me, it absolutely does, because he seems to be right often.
What do you think? I mean, listen... faith in Farhan. I've been labeled as the one who has the most undying faith in the guy of everybody in this market.
You got a Farhan bobblehead, and you had it made personally for yourself.
And I jiggle it often. But, please cut that. I'm on a roll this week.
Appreciate it.
But anyway,
thanks, Grandy.
And Matt, thanks. It's a fair question. We'll answer it. I don't know if this elevated my faith in him, because even when I was really frustrated, the frustration of the offseason, again, as Matt is pointing out, I didn't base that on their approach being in the wrong place. Like, you can, and I know it's a scoreboard world. Did they get Judge? No. Did they get Correa? You and I had the semantics argument for a couple of days. Did they get him? Yes. And no. Does he play for them? No.
No.
Scoreboard says no.
Does he play for Minnesota?
He does.
Not right now.
Not right now. So I get it. But all I can ask for, I think, is for your approach, effort, and resources to be in the right place. And I think that it was a very good faith effort to go get all of the people at the top of the market. And they whiffed. But does that change the faith? I would have lost the faith if the farm system was never going to produce anyone. Like, Farhan hasn't done anything since we were mad at him. And now everybody's faith is restored. Why? Because Casey showed up.
Exactly. And Patrick Bailey is now, you know, Patrick.
You know, what, he played four games?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Patrick Bailey is the ginger in the middle of the sushi meal for Joey Bart, because the Joey Bart piece is not leaving a good taste in your mouth. And I know that wasn't a Farhan player, but the fact that Patrick Bailey, who was Farhan's first overall draft pick, I think, in his first overall draft, the fact that he's now here, I think symbolically, is more important than Casey Schmidt. in terms of the first pick he ever made is now a guy who is in the major league. So, yes, I give him credit for that. But I also say this, Mark, in terms of him whiffing in free agency, you got to get to a point where you stop whiffing. Because if you continue Absolutely. To whiff like this, you're Brennan Belt playing for Toronto.
So here's what's interesting. Whiffing in free agency, right? We always bring up the same four people. And I'm pretty sure one of them was pre-Farhan, which is Stanton. That was pre-Farhan, I think, right? And unless I'm remembering that incorrectly.
I think so.
Right? And that wasn't even free agency. That was him.
It's Bryce.
It's Harper.
Arson.
It's Judge.
And it's Correa.
And you
whiff,
can
whiff, whiff.
You can, depending on your perspective on this, say he either went 0 for 3, 1 for 3, or a half for 3, however you want to do it. But I don't know, can we boil down free agency to three people? Three people, and I know no one wants, oh gosh, finishing in second is great. In essence, that's where they were on all three. Like, they were definitely second on Harper.
Yeah, which it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But my point is that fair? Is that a fair number for us to now say Farhan can't get the big fish? It's kind of like Kyle Shanahan. You've been to three NFC title games.
Yeah.
You've got no Super Bowls. So
he can't win the big one.
He can't win the big one.
Until he wins the big one, he can't win the big one.
No, he hasn't won the big one, is how I would say it. I don't think
and Farhan hasn't signed the big fish.
Right, but I, in both cases, firmly believe that they can. They can.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. And I would say I have more faith in Kyle Shanahan than I do in Farhan Zaidi. And that's an interesting way you put that.
That's totally fair.
I believe that Kyle Shanahan is closer to winning a Super Bowl than Farhan is to signing the, quote, big fish.
But here's the point that I wanted to make. Does the star of the Giants, the face of the team, does that need to be a free agent?
Yes.
It would be better if it wasn't.
But who is that? Is it Kyle Harrison?
Maybe.
Is it Casey Schmidt?
Maybe.
Who's better with his glove than he is with his bat? Those are your words from yesterday.
Well, that's been the book on him all along.
Of course, it would be better if he was.
Yes.
But you would need him to be, like, if you're pursuing Aaron Judge, a guy who broke the single season American League home run record, you would need your homegrown player to be of that ilk.
Right, but like, for instance, Michael Conforto was a free agent, and I bet one that a lot of people wanted. He was in the top 10 of guys available.
He's off to a nice start.
Right? And Haniger's not, but that's a name that people wanted. And he landed those guys.
Well, Haniger is a miss right now.
Way too early to say that,
in my
opinion.
If you want to do a May 26th hits and misses.
He's at 88 at bats in his Giants career.
It's because he's been hurt. And you know what? He's coming off an injury. So who could have possibly imagined that injured guy would get hurt again? Who could have seen that coming?
Do you know what's funny, though?
Coming
off an injury feels like what we say about half the free agents in sports now. Because they probably wouldn't be free agents if they weren't coming off an injury. Conforto missed the whole year.
Yeah.
And he looks really good now. He looks really good. Like, dude, he might hit 30 home runs. I can't think of the last time a Giant did that. You know, so
was it Bonds? Was it Bonds?
Yeah,
it was Bonds.
No joke.
1972. Totally,
actually,
dude.
Is what it was.
Totally.
Lucky in the city. Real quick, hey Lucky, what are you doing?
I'm actually driving a Tesla to go to work, man. So how are you guys doing today?
We're doing
great,
good, man.
Lucky, doing great.
Lucky, what do you got? Real quick.
Well, I got with Farhan, man. It kind of reminds me of when your mom took you to the grocery store back in the 70s, and instead of giving you tricks, she got you Tastios. I want to see Farhan make a move, man. It's killing me. I like the moves that he makes, but come on, man. We need a big fish in the pot.
Yes, we do.
I'm ready to eat.
Yep.
Lucky, that's a 4, and you know what?
It's incredible.
It's a 5 with a 3-day weekend, because I always wanted tricks.
Buddy.
And dude, I
cut that, by the way.
Tastios.
Oh, Lord.
He's so right. Farhan is like your mom getting you Tastios.
Dude.
Thanks, Farmom.
You know how much I love Trader Joe's. Do you know what happens to me if I bring home the Trader Joe's Cheerios? It's a revolt. It is an absolute walkout. The kids
you
are
get
like,
booed like you did at the summit.
Totally. You're like, they're not saying boo. And you're like, no. Yeah, they are. They totally are. They're saying boo. And represented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Farhan Check, where you at? 888-957-9570, and Bobby Evans joins us in 20 minutes on Willard and Dibbs. And I jiggle it often.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.